Welcome back, everyone, to Total Nonstop Impact.
What's so funny?
Your hat. I was not ready for that because I didn't look at it that closely earlier.
I wanted to spring it on you.
Usually it's the cup in front of the camera that says, welcome to the shit show. And now her hat just says, pee-pee-poo-poo. I was not ready for the pee-pee-poo-poo.
I'm a little shit. I'm sorry.
We'll take two. Welcome back, everyone, to Total Nonstop Impact Talk for Impact fans right here on the YouTube and the Twitch and wherever you get your podcast audio worldwide. Joining me to my left, your right, our own knockout, Alicia. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Turning my volume up so I can hear you a touch better. Hey, how are you?
There you go. Man, what a show. I mean, and this is not to sound like I'm crapping on the brand, especially this time of year. You know, fan is coming soon. You know, I don't want to end up on, you know,
the naughty list.
Naughty list. Jeez Louise. But we're not used to these kind of gift-giving shows this time of year. It's usually best ofs and highlights during a good chunk of the end of the year because of tapings and whatnot. Pardon me. But, oh my God, Alicia.
That was action-packed.
I was not expecting that match at the end of the show. I mean, we can't even call it the end of the show because it was damn near an hour long.
I was expecting the end of the show to last until the beginning of next week's show.
Like we didn't even get a chance to go live because we're just still sitting here watching Access TV for a week, right? Thank you, Ray Line on Team Twitch. Just to remind you all tuning in to this review tonight, the super chats and super stickers are open as well. But if you do anything to help support the show tonight, make sure you smash that like button, smash that sub button, ring that bell for notifications. Man.
Do all the stuff and things.
Yeah.
Help a channel out.
That's right. It's that time of year. Get some gifts bought for your friends. What's better than some TNI merch? You know, a coffee mug, a magnet for a loved one. I don't know. I'm trying. Anyways, I can't even talk about some like amazing discounts because no one's even got any sales now. We're like past the sales part.
The Black Friday. Right. Really? You think all I don't know. Call me crazy, but I think there should be sales all season until the actual holiday.
I'm a big figure collector, so I notice like Ringside Collectibles has Black Friday 3.0 going on now. They got figures for like less than $5. It's like, holy crap.
Yeah,
so yeah, you would going crazy. They're slashing their price.
There's this flea market nearby that has a shop that sells all like discontinued action figures of like all different genres, but they have like a whole wall of like wrestling. You'd get a kick out of that. But if Phil were here, he'd be able to vouch for me. It's at the Quakertown flea market.
Oh, there you go. Bonus baby, what does that say? J-Bone signs new deal. Congrats, Bone Daddy. Yes, I signed a brand new deal with. No, that's not what the headline says, you goofball. The headline says John Schuyler signs new deal and more. That's more news to be talked about. So yeah, let's talk about that a little bit before we decide before we dive into tonight. Impact Wrestling. Alicia, did you hear about the signing that John Skyler did with his contract?
I did not. You want to tell me about it, J-Bone?
He signed a brand new stankin' multi-year dealerino.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
And see, and there it is. I was waiting for it. It didn't take long. Keith, Coach Keith, says, who is John Skyler? Folks, if you don't know who John Skyler is, he is a veteran in our lovely business that we like to call the professional wrestling business. You need to go check out John Skyler and go see what he does, because it's pretty damn amazing. He may not be the biggest guy on the roster, but he's, man, you could tell that this
got the potential for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he's been on TV. He's been in big companies like AEW and such, even took part in shows like NXT with, and I was trying to think of his tag team partner last night on Smash's podcast. It's, Corey Hollis. Did you ever see that tag team in action, Alicia?
No.
No? Okay.
On NXT? I don't watch that.
No. They were a tag team together for many years in the indies.
I'm sorry. I probably missed that.
And I thought it was East Coast. I could be wrong. And maybe it's more down south.
Could be. Then I definitely missed it.
In fact, yeah, I'm probably wrong about that. I think it is more down south than it is on
the East Coast. Allowed.
Thank you. Yeah, it's aging bone over here. Or more like senile bone.
Oh man, I'm already getting the giggles.
There's preteens. there's preteens, and then there's pre-senility over here. Yeah. There you go.
You're doing fine.
Yeah, we're okay. We're on our second monster of the night. We're trying here, folks.
You haven't said, huh? Eh? Not once.
I haven't forgotten where I am yet.
That's good. Just checking.
What the hell kind of new office is this? What are these boxes? Somebody clean this shit up. All right. news. There is some sad news I want to talk about. I did discuss it last night a bit, but I know I get a wider audience with this platform, so it bears repeating. Barry Windham had a heart attack a couple days ago, and he's in the ICU. Now, I've not heard any updates. I haven't been on social media. So if anyone has any updates, you want to drop them in the chat, please, by all means, let me know if there's any updates to be had. So by all means, you know, keep Barry Windham, legend in the deal, uncle to current superstars like Bray Wyatt and such. Keep Barry Windham and his family in your prayers, thoughts and prayers. Send them love on. There is a GoFundMe, I believe. There's merch, new merch that's out there. It's shouldn't be too hard to find. So if you can, go send them some love, support the cause. Also on the, I know it's a brand we certainly don't talk about much on here, but there's still stars from this brand that I still appreciate because they're good wrestlers. MLW's what's the guy's name? Holiday? Is it Billy Holiday? Someone will drop it in the chat. He's got stage 4 lymphoma cancer. And man, Richard Holiday. Thank you. Critical Sting. I was close. I had the last name right, at least. Richard Holiday has stage 4 lymphoma cancer, and that's nothing to Everybody's throwing the Richards at me now. Thank you. Well, I got to watch how I say that. Jesus. But yeah, keep Richard Holiday in your thoughts and prayers as well. It's man, and he's not he's, you know, stage four is a scary thing to find out. I know that from hearing that in this household as well. And you keep the fight, you know, keep up the fight. Don't give up. So keep
fuck cancer.
Richard Holiday. Exactly. Fuck cancer. Someday they'll find a cure. Just keep Richard Holiday in your thoughts and prayers. Send him some love. Let him know that he's not alone in the fight, that we're all fighting right along with him. And hopefully he will return to the ring, because he's another great talent out there. So anything you want to share, Alicia, in your neck of the woods, wrestling-wise, around you? Did you go on any shows?
Not recently. Not since the last time. Oh, was it XPW was the last show I went to? I went to the hockey game last night, the Flyers game last night. That was about it. But that's not wrestling news. So, no, I guess not. I have not any news.
They certainly do kick each other's ass while watching a hockey game, don't they?
Yeah. Although it'd be pretty cool to just to see like a suplex or something on the ice. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Oh, Bonkers. Good evening, Bonkers. Says Sasha news. Well, you know, just because it is one of the bigger news pieces of the day, it does bear discussing a little bit, even if it isn't Impact Wrestling. But it does have to do with a company that Impact Wrestling does have some close ties with, and that's New Japan. Apparently, so PW Insider reported earlier today that Sasha Banks is scheduled to appear at this next year's, it's at the beginning of the year.
At this next year's?
Yeah, this coming year's next, this coming, this next, whatever. Yep. This next Wrestle Kingdom, which is, I think it's Wrestle Kingdom 17. Don't quote me on that. I think that's the next one. It's usually in the first week of January. It's a 2-night event.
Well, good for her. How exciting.
That is.
I know she's been AWOL from what I hear for a hot minute. So if this is legit, good for her.
Well, I could say she's been dropping all these new trademark things, and it's for either her real name or a new wrestling name. And if you're dropping new wrestling names, most of the time it's not for where you originally came from. You know,
it's backup plan. Sounds like it.
If it's
smart, you know,
that now. The speculation now is wondering if it's a one-off, just so that you can say you did something somewhere else, kind of like, you know, how Chris Jericho started to do before AEW, or is it a permanent move? So let the speculation begin. We don't know.
Who cares? And let's just be surprised. Oh, my God.
Well, there's that. If you're like Alicia,
I know, you know me. It's like I just let people live their fucking lives and do what they want, and let's not predict their every like waking move. I guess it's like, let's just let people vibe. She's good wherever she ends up. She's Sasha Banks, so I'm sure she's gonna be fine. I think we're losing him. J-Bone, he's gone. Give us a second, guys. Oh no, you're there.
It's, I'm here. Yeah, I didn't know if it was you or me, because you started you started talking like a robot, and I'm like, okay, I'll just be patient, you know.
I started looking
at my my internet little lines at the top of the screen here, and I'm like, oh shit, here we go. So we're hanging out.
I got so scared for a second. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to do this by myself for a second. Oh no.
Yeah. If it does fade out, it just
takes a second. Oh shit. No one wants to see that. God.
Oh, come on. You can do it.
I can do this.
You can do this. you know our audience loves you, so you would have the full support of the TNI squad. But hopefully we'll both hang in there. All right. So I think that's about it that I wanted to mention on the wrestling front. I think that's about it.
Well, you're the news guy, so I would hope so.
Yeah, that's it. We'll call that it. All right.
Yeah, it works.
So shall we dive into tonight's Impact Wrestling? And then as we do that, make sure you smash that like button, smash that sub button. But first, a word from a guy
named
Kyle. And
the ball guys, the balls. Are you ready to talk about balls, everyone? Because here we go,
ladies and gentlemen. Kyle, and a word from our sponsor.
I'm here to tell you people about Manscaped. See, when you're a card-carrying member of the Peanut Club, presentation is everything. In my opinion, with a clean shave, you can turn that cocktail frank into bun length. That's right, folks. Kiss your Vienna sausage goodbye and upgrade your grooming habits with Manscaped. And guess what, folks? We got a special deal for the TNI fam. Get 20% off and free shipping when you use our promo code TNI at manscaped.com. That's right, folks. 20% off and free shipping when you use our promo code TNI at manscaped.com. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
20% off and free shipping. Man, that's the only time I can ever remember the promo details is when I hear Kyle talking about his, Vienna sausage.
Cocktail Franks.
Yes, Cocktail Franks. Wow. God bless him. All right.
So, yeah, check that out. Get your balls a favor.
Like I said,
it now's the season to deck your balls or someone else's. No judgment.
No
Everybody's
judgment.
Getting balls decked. Sorry.
No judgment at all. It's 2022. You do you. All right.
Yeah, let's review this shit then.
All right.
Oh, and it has a flashlight. Buy it because it has a flashlight.
Right?
Yes.
So you can, like, you know, scare your neighbors when you're looking for shit in the dark outside the house. Is that a flashlight? Why is it? Is it buzzing? Did you find what you were looking for?
You mean when you're mowing the lawn?
What are you guys doing?
All right, I gotta stop.
Yeah, there you go.
Like a 12-year-old boy over here just That's losing my mind. All right.
We're gonna get the internet's revenge on us. All right. All right, here we go. Let's start this. So we start out here with a VPD promo. Jiminy Christmas. Breathe. Breathe, Alicia. Breathe. I'm not even going to read the chat because it's just going to throw me off.
Okay, we're good.
We start out, oh God, the internet's going. We start out with a VBD promo. And we found out late last week, in last week's episode, I should say, the cruel fate of Eric Young. Mm-hmm. Ah, shit.
They stabbed him. What is this show?
Back?
Are you okay? We losing you? Is your internet getting weird?
Crap.
You want to...
There we go. Is it back?
Okay.
Baby?
I was going to say, you want to jump in or out quick, but don't.
Sort of. No.
Well, you seem fine. I don't know. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you. It's skipping, but I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, this isn't good. Yes, rest in peace, VBD. All right, we back now?
Well, no, not RAP VBD, just Eric Young, because VBD is still...
Let me
still...
drop out and I'll come right back.
Okay. Okay, well, anyway, Violent by Design is still alive and thriving, as they call themselves a three-headed snake. In the chat, what do you think about this? What do you think about this new turn of Violent by Design? At the forefront now that Eric Young is gone. Hopefully he jumps back in soon. Sorry for the technical difficulties tonight, guys. Oh, we have movement. Give us a second. Oh, geez, I was floundering. I was leaving it up to the chat to run the show. Like, yeah, hey, you guys, it's your time to shine. You okay?
Let's invite some strangers. Yeah, we'll just...
if I knew how to, it's like, you know, I see all these bells and whistles in the backstage, and I'm like, what's this button do? Don't press it. I don't press it, because who knows? It'll be calamity.
Right. Stop cam. No, don't press stop cam.
But so I was pretty much just... So where we left off was, you were jumping out, I was just pretty much running the fact that they were saying that now that Eric Young is gone, Sammy Callahan, and I guess, cut off the head of the snake and three more heads grew back, and BBD is wild and offering Sammy an opportunity of sorts to kind of see what VBD is now that the weakest link, so to speak, has been cut off the tree branch.
It's hard to think of. I mean, we know we know where Eric Young really went, but you know, keeping a kayfabe, it's hard to think of Eric Young as being like the weakest link. But he blamed himself. He actually blamed himself last year. You know,
himself.
Yeah. So he was like, you know, he was telling him, you got to do what you got to do. And man.
And man, did Coach Diener do it.
Shanked
some
bitches last week.
Shanked.
Yeah. Yeah. Nuts. So we got to see a new Cody Diener this week.
Yes.
And he introduced
the new leader.
The design. New leader. New crew. Well, we've seen him for a few weeks now, but this is like really solidifying the trio now. It's not a what did they say? It's not a group. It's not a faction. It's a movement, right? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
So, and we'll get more into what we see later from the design in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
First match of the night, I mean, we go from kind of a bummer to holy crap by the end of the night. We got Motor City Machine Guns going after the Impact World Tag Titles held by Heath and Rhino. Mm-hmm. What'd you think of this?
Oh, it was a really great match up until the Impact players decided to come in and put their two cents into the matter. I was like really into it. It's like just at the point I'm like, oh, who's gonna fucking win this? Oh, it could be anybody, you know. Motor City Machine Guns, Heath Rhino, what's up? And then boom. Cardona and Myers come running in. Myers, just yeah. Fucking shit up.
Just attacking them and wrecks their night. Yeah, so that's why we're getting, because I looked at what they dropped for what some of the matches are supposed to be this weekend at the tapings, mm-hmm. and I noticed that the match is happening again, and I'm like, well, it's a rematch. It's the same match.
Yeah, but it's not a triple threat now that these fellas are jumping in.
Oh, maybe it is. Maybe it is.
I think they'll change it.
Maybe I read it wrong. We'll see.
I do have notes. Someone noticed. Get it?
She's got her notes.
I'm trying to do a good job.
Just not as good as hers.
Well, mine, some of them don't even say anything. It's just...
That's okay.
Like, one is Delirious says things. Like, oh, the major players. Did I say, oh my God, man. Thanks. You know.
I thought you said Impact players, but I was like, nah, she said Impact players. I thought maybe it was.
In my head, it sounded right. New Age Impact players. I don't fucking know. Don't take me as a credible source, okay? I'm just here vibing. Stoned to shit. Come on.
New Age.
Oh, God. So embarrassing. What is it with this past couple of weeks? Every week, one of us makes a mistake. Trent calling Savannah. Did he call her Shannon or something?
He has never.
You called the Samantha. Richard guy Billie Holiday, like the singer.
Billie Holiday. No, it wasn't that.
And like, here I am.
A Western.
Billie Holiday, no. You're thinking Doc Holiday. Doc Holiday. Billie Holiday was the famous singer. I know because I listened to her. She sang all those, like, you know, those love songs from like the, you know, 1950s, maybe earlier. Oh. I'm not good with dates. Jeez.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it's not important. Let's move on. Right, so the major players.
Aha.
Aha. Aha. Who said Impact? Not I.
Impact Wrestling's major players. There we go.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. No contest. They attack them. We'll see what happens after this. But yeah, mm-hmm. Match is thrown out. No winner. Josh, then we see asking Scott to go address the crowd, and he's even in his ring gear. He's in his ring gear, and it's because he wants to do things his way, and Scott's like, well, you know what? You went through a lot of shit. That's fine. You go out there, and you have your time in the ring. Swinger with Ziggy Dice comes up to him and he's like, hey man, you know, I've been here for a while. You and I we go way back. How about you give me a title shot? Scott D'Amore replies, how about you win 50 matches and we'll talk? And Swinger's reply,
that's not a no.
That's, you're saying there's a chance. Yeah.
50 matches. It didn't even bother him. 50 matches. Just like, oh yeah. It's good.
Has he had 50 matches? since he's been in Impact Wrestling?
I don't think so.
Half of that?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a match counter. I don't know these things.
He must have that Brock. He must have that Brock Lesnar deal, hey?
Yeah.
Lucky guy. Rolling in the dough, works four matches a year. I don't know. So yeah, not a chance in Snowball's chance in hell. Taya Valkyrie versus Savannah Evans.
Wait, you missed Mickey and Jordan having them. Yeah, Mickey and Jordan have like
I skipped over that.
Yeah, their little chit chat while they're doing their photo shoot and they were talking smack to each other. And I just want to say that I really enjoyed how this was filmed. It looked really good.
It was different.
Like,
it was cinematic to
a certain degree. It was just different. I really liked it. I just wanted to bring that up before you breezed over that really quick. Jeez.
I'm sorry. I usually when I see stuff, and that's no offense to the knockouts. It's just usually when I see certain things that I'm like, okay, they're just talking. Okay, nothing really happened.
Well,
if it was like a big fight, I probably would have written something down, but they barely blinked at each other. So I was like, okay.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I thought it was an interesting touch to the show.
No, and I'll agree.
I'm fucking with you. Just relax. It's not that serious. Now Death Dolls, Taya, accompanying Taya with Savannah and Tasha.
Savannah. Not Samantha.
Samantha, I can't fucking believe you
said. What did you think of this match?
I really liked this match, J-Bone, and I'm going to tell you why. Because these are two people who are in the same, I would say, powerhouse category with each other, where height-wise, muscle-wise, they match for match. So in all seriousness, there's a point where I'm like, wow, this could be anybody's game. You know what I mean? And to our surprise and much pleasure, obviously, is that Savannah got the win in this. And it's all coming into that I think they have big plans for her, and I'm really excited to see what they have. But it was just overall just a really exciting match.
It was. I mean, Savannah Evans, and people still joke about this stupid TNI curse. I don't know. Savannah Evans is on a hell of a roll since she's been on the show. I'm just saying.
It only becomes a curse if you keep bringing it up. Now shut the fuck up about it. Kibosh on that, all right, bud?
Right.
Happy thoughts.
Only happy thoughts. We love Savannah Evans.
She's great. She was fun. I really enjoyed the interview we did with her. I always like when I get to put a person behind the character, and it was very refreshing. I enjoyed it.
Right. Props. And there's something about that when, like when we had Rohit on the show so many times,
friend of the show.
Apparently, right. We would say friend of the show, and people would certainly understand why we were always behind him, because you feel like you kind of get to, not like, oh, we're best friends with him. I mean,
obviously we're not even friends, but the fact of the matter is that you get a little glimpse into who they are as people, and you just want to support good people, period.
Exactly. Yeah. If they're good to the show and you're good to them, there's that connection, and it's just, it's a positive thing either way. So yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, this is exciting. Savannah's on a roll. I'm really excited to see where this goes, because Tasha Steelz is kind of like, all right, you show me something. You fight her, you beat her, you show me something.
Well, she certainly did, and it ties into last week where Tasha was accusing Savannah of being the problem. But then she ended up losing, and then Savannah proved that maybe Tasha might be the problem. I hope they don't break up, but if they do, like, I understand. And it would actually be an interesting rivalry between the two. I'm just putting it into the universe.
Yeah, and whenever you have that comparison like I gave them, where you got, like, the classic HBK and Diesel, there's so many different ways you could go with that, you know? You can you throw little things in there to test them. You can throw a bunch of titles on them and give them a hell of a run, but then you split them up down the line. You can do all sorts of stuff, you know? So we'll see where it goes. Either way, I'm here for it, as I'm sure you are as well. Ace Austin and Chris Bay have a hell of a highlight reel as they are in Japan. They are 6-2 for the Junior Tag League, I believe it's called.
Wow, good.
New Japan.
Wonderful.
And yeah, they're kicking ass. I mean, they are. I mean, if anything is going to make these two guys together relevant, it's how they're doing in this league. Mm-hmm. It's great to see. It really is. And it also shows how great the relationship is with Impact Wrestling and New Japan. It's not like we have guys sent over there and they're just destroyed, you know?
Yeah. It's good, though. They're two very talented people, and they deserve to be getting their name out there and, you know,
right.
Around the world. It's good. It's wonderful.
Exactly. Worldwide. Mm-hmm. Yes. And there's a lot more people in that part of the world that's watching Impact Wrestling, as well as, I'm sure, you know, different Japanese or some kind of wrestling over there, because we get notifications that our show is, you know, like charting in Cambodia or Vietnam or something like that. And it's like, wow, it's kind of mind blowing. You know, you mm-hmm. get little notes like that and it's like, wow. So, I mean, that means that somebody over there is watching the show. They're not just watching us. I mean, like, who are we, you know? So,
well, they gotta be kind of watching for us, because this is a painful review to get through. We don't do it any justice.
They love us. They really, really love us.
You have to have a sense of patience and tolerance.
we are not the most professional podcasting sensation out there. I do my best, but let's be real. All right. So
I do the bare minimum.
Okay.
Eh.
No, you do. You do.
I click the comments. Yeah.
Hey, you show up.
You show up. Yes, most of the time.
So, Ace and Bay, hell of a highlight reel. Have you watched any of their matches?
I have not.
Okay.
But I, as the experiences, I've seen Ace since the day he debuted in CZW. I've seen his journey along the way, and you know what? I'm sure he's doing a fucking fantastic job out there.
Yeah. Well, it's his first trip out there, and it's Ace's second trip.
I thought Chris has been out there before. It's really Chris's first trip?
I'm pretty sure.
Even I know that doesn't sound right. In the chat, what's up with that?
I might be wrong. Well, it's certainly their first trip together. I know that much.
Okay, well, together that makes sense then, yes.
We'll see. We'll see. Someone like Critical Sting will come in here with the facts. Oh, and there's a cat pawing at my butt. Hi, Rocky. Well, it's not your sister.
Talking about unis.
Yeah. All right. Moose beats up. Now, I'm not completely positive about this. I almost wrote down three different names. I was trying to figure out who he was beating up. Was that Bhupinder he was beating up?
Boo, I didn't even see this part. You said Moose, and I'm like, he was on the show? I don't know where I was. I didn't leave the room. So
well, it was right after another this planet. Segment. It was like a 10-second segment. All of a sudden, the camera goes around the corner.
Well, then that's why I missed it.
There you go. Yeah, I think Moose was beating up Bhupinder, and basically because he couldn't find Joe Hendry, so he was like sending a message to Joe Hendry.
Is this Joe Hendry's already subliminally ruining his life? Getting him to beat up people and act a fool?
Something. He's living rent-free in his head. Plus, Moose was pretty humiliated last week because he ended up being speared at the end of that whole thing.
I mean, jeez. Yeah. Joe Hendry.
Moose beat up. Yes, it was Bhupinder. Okay. All right. So yeah, it was so fast. And then I was like, wait, is it Shira? Because I almost wrote down Shira. I'm like, why is Moose beating up Shira? Wow. Is this something
new?
No, it was Bhupinder. All right. Because that makes sense. All right. Next.
Delirious?
Yes.
He said things.
No. Oh, did I? You know what? I didn't write that one down either.
Well, so, yeah, I am throwing it in here since I missed the Moose thing, you missed the delirious. Well, you didn't miss it, but you didn't write it down because apparently it wasn't appropriate. I feel like if he's talking, there's a reason he should be mentioned. But he said things, maybe not very coherent things.
I'm not good with subtitles. I'm sorry. It's like watching a foreign movie.
Who's he right? Like, is he beefing with anybody right now? Like, this is so random. It's such Eddie a random Edwards, person. Remember? Oh, are remember they? Oh. Week,
Eddie Edwards was having a chat with.
God, Jim I Miller, shut that right out.
And then right. It's okay. We watch a lot just, of wrestling.
I watch too much, you know, dude. And I smoke and I maybe partake in the drinkage a little bit once in a while. It blurs together.
It gets a little fuzzy. But yeah, basically, yes. Thank you, Jamie Weisner, for putting it all together so eloquently. Yeah. Delirious challenged Eddie Edwards.
Oops, and okay. That's
exactly what he said.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Heads up.
Exactly. Yep.
What he said.
All right. Well, yeah. Now, we got the design coming down to the ring. New entrance, new logo, new crew, new movement. The design. Khan, I keep laughing at your hat.
I keep forgetting that I'm even wearing this hat. It's actually Stefan's. I just wanted a hat, and it was the first thing I grabbed.
Give him back his hat. Khan, and I didn't even know we were getting this because they didn't announce a lot of matches. This one and the main event really did come out of nowhere. Anna says Delirious is like a Muppet. And I grew up on the Muppet, so I should actually appreciate Delirious a lot more. But like I said, I'm not good with subtitles. Khan versus Sami Callihan. Now, on paper, Khan being new, Sami Callihan is one of the pillars in this company. You're like, oh, Sami Callihan should have absolutely no problem with Khan.
But
this is a new force to be reckoned with. Yes. So I'm glad we, as much as I love Sami Callihan, and I'm sure you do too, I'm glad we got what we got tonight. What did you think about Khan versus Callihan?
I understand it for the storyline, but I also didn't like it. Not because it was a bad match or anything, but it was one of those things where it's like, okay, so there's a lot of BBD shenanigans going on. And so, you know, the odds game is already against Sammy, but also it's one of those things where, like, if it's going to be a new wave, we got to at least get some clean wins. And I would like to see a member of Violent by Design actually be Violent by Design and win something on their own. I think part of the problem with them is that the numbers game is always kind of backfired on them. And I feel like this, even though it's all new and improved, this kind of puts it into motion that, well, is it? The doubt.
Yeah. And that's something that we're just going to have to be patient with, you know, and just see where it goes. Because
hell no, I hate the smell of that shit. Real tree.
It's like going down that aisle and you're looking at all the candles and you're like, ooh, what's this one gonna smell like? And then you go, oh.
Yeah, it's like if I wanted to smell like evergreen, I would just get a candle. I don't want that in my house. I got cats. I don't want to water it. I've never had a real tree, just fake my entire life, and I'll just stick with that. I just fold it up and throw it in the closet till next year.
That's what we do.
Violent by Design.
There you go. No, the design. The design.
Oh, it's not what?
It's not Violent by Design. It's just the design.
They can't be fucking doing that shit to me.
that's what you saw in the backdrop as it came out.
Now I know, but still.
Yeah.
What the hell? Yeah. I tease.
I know.
So yeah, my money's always on Sammy, and so whatever, Sammy should have won. But the design did it. Right. See, I can learn fast.
She's learning, folks. I'm kidding. No, and I've been a fan of Khan's for a long time. So to see him in a new role and do something new,
I'm excited for that. Because he was part of the Ascension.
I've been wanting to see him. Yes.
Yes.
Know, I see, and I'm old school. I love the early days of NXT when it was actually its own show, not when it was a stupid weekly competition where everybody was just doing stupid, you know, circus tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in another universe. I'm trying to think of the guy that used to be in the faction with him back 10 years ago. Not Victor, who was with him in the WWE, but the guy who was with him in NXT.
Wasn't it Bram?
Yes. That's it. Yeah.
Thomas Latimer.
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
How do I remember that? Jesus. Am I okay? Is the high wearing off?
You must have watched a little more NWA recently than I have.
Huh? It's in the NWA now. What's that? Is that the one I always get confused with MLW? Which one does Billy Corgan own?
That's the AWA. I'm kidding. It's
the NWA. Oh. Well, Beer's like, oh, Valentino, don't jump. And I'm like, where could he be jumping from? But he's fine. That's a couch right there.
Okay. Valentino's bugging you. My Rocky's bugging me. He's not in here. Okay. So Khan beats Sammy Callahan. There is some shenanigans. Hell of a Death Valley driver or whatever that was he beat him.
Yeah.
Gia Miller is interviewing Trey Miguel.
Cool guy, Trey. Cool TikTok guy, Trey.
And Trey This is a different side of Trey. Is that what he is now?
He's cool guy Trey. He's cool TikTok guy Trey. Influencer Trey. I don't know. The minute he was like, I'm going to spray paint Gia, I was like, fuck you, bro. I'm out. Not a fan. I'm just, maybe I'm biased because I fucking love Gia to death, but Jesus Christ. Once he was like, oh, I'm going to spray paint Gia, I'm like, ew. Then Crazy Steve came out, saved the day. What a good guy, right? And then Trey's like, I'm going to spray paint you, Steve. And Steve's like, well, I've already did it myself, so fuck you. That's not verbatim what happened, but in my head, that's what happened.
You know what? I couldn't have described what happened any better than that. That was perfect.
How's that for a review? Done. Wrap the show.
That was great.
It's monumental.
That was great. Wait. We got a main event to get to. By the way, we're almost to the main event. We're doing pretty good.
I'm fucking the world up. What happened?
Don't fall over.
I dropped my mouse. The mouse.
Oh, don't do that in front of Valentino.
Oh, no. He would catch it.
Okay.
No, yeah, there won't be any live mouse appearances on the show anymore.
That's good. Valentino kicked it into gear, eh?
Yeah, well, he made sure there were no more in the house.
Good kitty.
I love living in the sticks.
All right, so obviously we're gonna get Trey Miguel versus Crazy Steve somewhere down the road. I like that because it's all aftermath from Taurus.
Yeah,
so Crazy Steve has got to mess with him. Like, okay,
I'm excited to see it though because
get you back and mess with your head a little.
Steve versus Trey is gonna be a dope match. I'm really big on Crazy Steve. Always have been since he appeared first in Impact. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Very, very underrated. I do want to talk for a second about the Jason Hotch match versus Trey Miguel on BTI. That was a very good match. If you have
they
a
mentioned
chance,
that.
Check it out. Yeah.
They definitely mentioned that.
Trey won. But,
of course, but still.
Jason Hotch is becoming... Jason Hotch is becoming one to watch.
Mm-hmm.
He's the future of this company. If he keeps doing what he's doing, he's the future of the X division as well. So, you know, you gotta crack a few eggs before you
gotta keep reaching for the stars, kid. Sorry, I don't know.
That brass ring. Oh no, that's something else. Sorry. I watch too much WWE.
yeah.
Occasionally.
Sorry.
So Josh Alexander's on his way out to the ring, and Tommy Dreamer's like,
"Wait, Bully Ray's trustworthy. Where are you going? Why are you walking away?"
I gotta talk to you about my best friend.
Tommy looks sleep deprived over this. This is how are you gonna be vouching for someone who's like, hey, I just beat your wife up. Like, he's a good guy, he's trustworthy.
Right? Like don't go out there and say anything bad about
giving him the everlasting gaze. don't fight Bully. He's trust me. I know him. I love Tommy. I just don't get this.
Like there's a point you just gotta smack Tommy and just be like, dude, seriously.
You gotta reset him. Like, bud, where's Wrestle House Tommy? We need him back.
Right. It's exactly something. Somebody give.
Don't talk to me without your Wrestle House voice, boy.
Match time! Somebody give him a freaking bag of Oreos and bring him back. There we go.
Oh, yeah, he eats all those weird Oreos.
That's why he gained 100 pounds. You can't stay off the damn Oreos. And the only
that's
reason
neither here nor there. Let's not talk
well,
about
no, it. I'm not knocking Tommy Dreamer. I'm just saying I get it because that's why I ended up the way I am right now. Because I can't stay off the fucking Oreos. Yeah. They're so damn good. All right. So, Josh Alexander in ring gear.
Yep, they're great.
I have this naughty relationship with Oreos. I'm sorry. Never mind. Josh Alexander in his ring gear coming out to the ring ready for a fight lays out an open challenge. The open challenge is only to one person and one person only.
It's personal.
It is. It is. But that's all Bully's fault. So he wants Bully to come down to the ring. Now, this is a pretty good deal. This is like one of those pre-Christmas deals that's like, oh, shit. I don't know why he didn't take advantage of this. This is pretty damn good. He wanted Bully to come down to the ring, have a chance at his title, and said, but hey, if and when I beat you, you can still come back at Hard to Kill and challenge me again. And I'm like, oh my God, who would pass that up? Yeah. And Bully's like, no, sorry. I ain't there, kid. I ain't there. But yeah, we'll do it.
Is talk shit about your wife. Cause I'm such a trustworthy guy.
Right. Here's some pictures of me, you know, grabbing your wife's hair and her loving it.
Being a despicable son of a bitch.
Right. So. Oh, man.
You can hear Tommy in the background going, Bully, I told them they could trust you. Stop. You're making me look bad. Bully, stop it. You're making me look like a poo-poo pee-pee head.
And Bully also has like a bunch of tater tots, and Tommy Dreamer's like, give me your tots.
Tina, to meet your freaking dinner.
So,
did we really go there? Okay.
Bully turns down the. Oh shoot! Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh shoot! Here we go.
You can't hear me. Oh no! Don't make me do this alone again. My palms are sweating. We're in for some torrential difficulties. Uh-oh. You guys, you're just going to have to suck it up and deal with this for a minute. I can't do this alone. So let's hang on in the chat for a minute. What's up, guys? You liking the show? We doing an A-OK job? Hopefully he hurries back. I'm not good at this. All right, Jay, hurry back. Nobody wants this. This is bad. Hi, Ronan. He'll be back in a second. Sorry, guys. I suck at this. I forgot the chainsaws in the shed. Can't juggle them.
Okay, here you go.
Oh, welcome back.
We're back.
I was just about to breathe fire for everybody.
Thank you. All right.
Good thing I didn't.
It's kind of back.
Well, Oh man, this is bad. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, let's just roll it out and whatever happens, happens, right?
All right, let's wrap this up. We're on the main event. And hell of a main event. Why don't you talk about it for a little bit while I figure this out?
Well, it was a very long one. Real quick, J-Bone, if you can hear me, what kind of match was this? Because I kept getting confused. Because Speedball came out. It said, wait, no, I'm totally skipping over things. Oh, my God. So Bully is like, yeah, yeah, your wife, blah, 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 talking all this shit. And then he's like, I'm not even there. Bye. And so he goes away. And then Speedball comes out and is like, I wonder if that open challenge is still applicable. And Josh is like, well, I'm really mad. So, yeah, I guess it is. And they fight for an hour. Wait, it was a- it felt like an hour. It was 30 minutes. And it was good. It was a really good match. They stunted a lot on each other, but there could be only one, and it was Josh Alexander. And I really thought that this would have been Speedball's moment. And it wasn't. So, yeah. Yep, thoughts gone. Hey, how's it going?
I mean, the match was so good. If he did win, I wouldn't have even been mad.
Gotta hit him with the sound bite.
Alicia, she's going, was going juggle. What? Oh, I heard you say something about juggling chainsaws.
Yeah. Hidden talent. Don't like to brag about it too much. I can't.
That's kind of scary. I mean, I can't even find a soundbite for that. Jesus.
Just play anything. If I have to hear Impact Wrestling one more time, I'll probably lose it. I'm just gonna be like, "Fuck this show," and leave.
All right, so just flip my desk. This is the only thing I have for Speedball, and he was so damn good. We got to play this.
I thought we were friends.
No, we were friends. How could you be mad at this, man? Ever. This is just so polite. This was a hell of a match. I wish I had made notes on what the actual moves are, but there was a couple match they pulled on each other. It was like, wow, I've never seen that before.
Oh, and just the fact that Josh Alexander once in a while does go back to using a classic move of someone else's that is a legend in this company, like the Styles Clash.
Yeah, he tried to hit that on the second rope, and then he ended up managing it at the end. I keep asking what the match was because I got confused when I started hearing the announcer being like, there's 10 minutes left of the show. Like, and I thought that was like the wrap it up. Like, hey, you guys are kind of wrestling a long time. We got to fucking end this quick. Like, I didn't realize it was like agreed upon 30 minute Iron Man match, right? Is that what it was?
Well, it's not an Iron match, but typically, world title matches are given 60 minute time draws or time limits.
Yeah. Did they have, how long was this match? Was it an hour or 30 minutes?
No, it was darn near an hour.
45. It had to have been 45 because it was like 20 something when I don't know. Either way,
I'm sure it was edited down a little bit because of commercial breaks, but
they wrestled their balls off.
Yeah, it was
totally.
It was insane.
I love this match.
in the group chat, weren't you saying that this was your running for match of the year?
Certainly a candidate. And which, yeah. Which is crazy to say because we're just days away from the end of the year. And
well, not days away. We're a couple weeks away.
Well, that's what I mean.
16 by days.
When you get 360 some odd days.
What's
a couple?
What's a week or two?
Right.
Surely. Sorry. Days,
what do we got? Christmas and then something? Oh, yeah.
New Year's.
New Year? Yeah.
Well, New Year's. Yeah.
So, okay. So Anna says it was 50 minutes, but on the show, they were saying. There was like, so it was within the 10 last
10 minutes left. Like, hurry up.
Right. But they were saying 1 minute left.
Head for the hills, bro. We got to charge.
Right. But yeah, amazing match.
That was Cat. He loved it. Did you hear that?
He did.
He said, group fucking match, guys. I love this show.
Hell yeah.
Ow, don't stick me with your claws, though. I am not a scratch tower. Ow.
Valentino approved.
He's anchored. Stop it. You gotta be nice. You only do this to me.
He's like, I can't believe how good this freaking match was. That's what he was doing. He was like, so intense. Anything else you want to throw in about this match? I really can't add more because...
Give it 5 flaming hot briquettes. There you go. Oh, and 2 snaps and a Cheerio. There you go. Whatever old 90s reference you want to use.
You and your,
it applies.
You and your Cheerio. I love it. But yeah, if you want to see an organic response to this match, go back and watch the last whatever, however many minutes of the live reaction, because that's about as authentic as you're going to get from me. I can't repeat it because it's impossible.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a tall glass of water.
I would never describe myself as that, but thank you. I don't think my wife.
Oh, I'm not thirsty. Thanks.
I'm just being stupid.
No. Say it ain't so.
That match was a tall drink of water.
It was, it was spicy con queso.
It was amazing. It just makes, it's matches like that fans got to be like, hey, if you haven't watched this brand in a while, you need to check this shit out because this is what you're missing on a weekly basis, you know? I mean, are they packing arenas? No. But damn, the wrestling is...
the other ones aren't packing arenas either, so I don't really know where that argument's going. No, nobody's doing that except for on the indies.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just saying... Just saying, too.
it's all in disguise on TV. It looks like they're packing.
Yeah, they just don't film certain areas. That's all.
That's all it is. It's an illusion.
Trick of the eye, magician's trick.
There you go.
If only there was anything official about this podcast, Mir. Contracts would probably be the smartest start.
We'll sign new deals with
TNI. We're all just here on our own failed ambitions in life. We're just...
Speaking here. Of yourself, I just signed a brand new contract. Trent, that son of a bitch, he owes me a lot of money. No, I'm kidding. No, actually, Kyle does. No.
He'll come back
someday.
So the wind's got to blow in the right direction.
So yeah, amazing show. Some nice surprises. Did not know we were getting Khan versus Callahan. Did not know we were going to get a damn near hour-long match between Speedball and Champ Alexander.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
This is the time of year where we usually get highlights and best of, and we're getting this. So, hey, no complaints there at all.
Finger guns.
What?
Finger guns. It gets finger guns because it's so cool. You know, roll the dice at it, like whatever.
What she?
I'm cool. I'm hip. What's up, fellow kids?
You're much more hip than I am because I didn't get that.
I'm too cool to be square. Ayo.
I thought you were going to say too cool for school or something.
Walter Cronkite. Well, I got news for you. You're not. All right. Stop, because I'm just going to start quoting movies. Let's just fucking go.
Thank you for tuning in tonight. Alicia, tell them where they can find you on the social medias.
Oh, shit. Well, sometimes you can find me on Instagram and sometimes you can find me on Twitter, and I'm definitely lurking in the Discord under the handle Alicia BKQ. See you right here. We're important. Well, people who are listening, that's not going to work for you. It's Alicia B, just the letter, cakey. Like the food.
Like the food. There you go.
Like the food. I used to bake cakes. That's why I have that screen name. And it never evolved.
Did the cake making not turn out very well?
Oh, I didn't do it professionally. It was just for fun. But it was just a personal hobby that I like to do and make crazy cakes.
Thought maybe you like blew up your own bakery or something.
Or did I? I don't know. All right. We'll save that for an after dark.
There you go.
Do we still do that? Do we?
We're going to get back into the swing of things of doing stuff like that in the new year, I believe.
Okay, so cool.
I believe that's what the plan is.
So, I approve.
Hopefully, schedules will lighten up a tad. So
everybody's real busy.
Yeah, it's life, folks. It is what it is. Me, you can find me on the old Twitter box at jbone5150. That's J-A-Y-B-O-N-E 5150. You can also find me over on that other little podcast called Smash This Podcast, where we're smashing, I don't know what the hell we're smashing anymore. Wrestling stuff. And we got some other stuff in the works. Oh, just stuff that I want to do. Like, I want to do some music stuff I got lined up. Talking about music, that is. And it involves Trent. So it's just lining things up in the stars, if you will. So whenever the stars align, you'll see it. And you can catch this show. Just look up We Talk Impact on the Google. And you can catch, you'll see all the audios pop up. That's not how that goes, but we're just going to.
My anaconda don't want none, hun. Sorry. We're just going to be doing references.
You lost me there. All right.
I lost myself. I'm sorry. It's late.
I was like, wow, we're doing
it's past my bedtime. Let's go.
All right.
I'm going to turn into a pumpkin. Jesus Christ.
All right. No more Sir Mix-a-Lot. All right. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. Much love. Have a tremendous rest of your week going into this weekend. And we'll see you next week. On your way out, make sure you smash that like button, smash that sub button. Ring that bell for notifications. Why? So that you know when more of our content hits your screen, Rowdy.
Your ear holes.
Dear God.